A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 17. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Stout, St. Peter Lutheran Church, Devil's Lake, and Grace Lutheran Church, Lakota, North Dakota.
People spend a lot of time trying to answer some very basic questions about life. Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why am I here? A lot of movies have been filmed, a lot of novels have been written that seek to answer these questions or to deal with the fear that we have that there are no answers to these questions. We fear that our lives are little more than a cosmic accident, that we have no purpose, and that we have no destination, that when this life is over, we are simply done. God knows that we have these questions and these fears, and so he gives us the answer. And the answer to all of our questions is Jesus. Just before going to the cross, Jesus answered these questions for the disciples, and therefore also for you, but not in the order that we would expect. He begins by telling us what we need to know about our destination, where we are going. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Our destination is the house of our God and Father. Jesus is there now, preparing a place for us, so that when he returns, it will all be ready. We may think that we need to know more, where this home is and what it looks like, what we will be doing there. But all we really need to know is that there is a place and that Jesus is preparing it. And if Jesus is preparing our place, then we know it's going to be perfect. And so, knowing that we have a destination, our next question will be, how do we get there? That is the answer to the question, what is our purpose in life? Our purpose is to make the journey to this place that Jesus is preparing for us. But in our fallen nature, we immediately begin to fear that we do not know the way. So Jesus answers this for us too, and he points to himself, saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way to the Father, to the Father's house, a way that he has prepared into the holy presence of the Father through his flesh, that is his body. He gave his body on the tree of the cross, that in him we may have salvation, forgiveness, and life. He gave his body on the tree, that we may have all that we need, And now he gives us that body to eat, his blood to drink, that we may have eternal life in him through the forgiveness of sins. That is the truth, that we have eternal life because Jesus died and rose again for us. That is the only truth we need to know. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life for you. And so finally, Jesus tells us where we come from. He tells us that we were created by God the Father. And so if we want to know where we come from, we need to know the Father. But that is a pretty tall order. How does a fallen human creature get to know God? And so again, Jesus gives us the answer, and again, he points to himself. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father, Jesus says. Everything you need to know about God has been revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. What we know about Jesus is that he loved us to the very end, loved us even more than he loved his own life. He gave up that life to die on the cross for your sins, that in him you may have that forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. Jesus is merciful and gracious, and so we know that the Father is merciful and gracious. Jesus is love, for he loved us and gave his life for us, so we know that God is love. And last of all, just to be certain that we do not get lost along the way, Jesus sends us the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Paraclete in Greek, the one who walks along beside us, the one who dwells in us, who gives us faith and keeps us in the faith. The Holy Spirit comes to show us none other than Jesus, to keep us in Christ Jesus, to bring us to the Father through Christ Jesus. Yes, in the end, it is all about Jesus. He is all you need. He's the answer to all the questions of life. Where we come from, what we are doing here, where we are going. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Stout for this meditation on God's Word.